Imagine for a moment that you could go back in time and talk to your younger self. Say at about age 9.
La 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 la.
Can I say something to myself?
Hi, self.
What would have been your biggest dreams, your favorite color, your best friends? What would you hope to never forget as a grown-up? These are just a few of the questions that KALW's Martina Castro posed to 3 fourth-grade girls, all friends and classmates at the Park Day School in Oakland. They attend an after-school art and mindfulness class at Honeymoon Studios. Martina collaborated with their teacher, Emily Frost, to record a little time capsule for each of them, an interview that would capture this moment in their lives. Here's a bit of what they each had to say.
Okay, so the day is Wednesday, December 8th, 2010. My name is Martina Castro, and I am interviewing...
My name is Mira, and I'm 9 years old.
My name is Paola Hidon Carson, and I'm 9.
Clara Holograph.
I'm 10, and my favorite color...
Can I say 2?
I like a lot of colors. I think my favorites are probably red, green, and blue.
Probably neon green and blue.
Turquoise.
So if you had to choose one word to describe yourself, what would that word be?
Probably funky.
Why?
Because I do a lot of funky stuff. I'm funky.
Creative.
Excited. Because I feel like even when, like, you're having a bad day, you know that it's gonna get better. It helps to look forward to the future. So excited. I really feel excited all the time.
If you could give your parents one piece of advice, what would it be?
Don't work as hard. I don't know if they know this or not, but I want them to know that sometimes, like, most parents get kind of annoyed at kids sometimes, and that happens with me. So I just feel bad for any times that that's happened, and I'm really working on trying to. It's not like I'm bad at it or anything. It's just that I don't like when my parents are mad at me, and I don't like doing wrong thing. So, yeah.
So if you had to choose 3 things you might want to do when you grow up, what would they be?
Like for a job.
Maybe I want to be an author. Maybe.
Maybe a clothes designer.
Well, I don't know if this would be like a career, but it sounds kind of fun to be an astronaut. But I don't know.
Maybe an electric engineer. Like to invent things that don't make as much waste.
Someone who kind of takes care of wildlife.
Just help the environment and help homeless people try to find a job or find clean clothes or find a shelter so they can be healthy instead of sitting out in the rain and sick.
Maybe I want to be a teacher. I really, really don't know.
Yeah, it's okay.
Things sound good.
So what do you hope will happen in the next 10 years?
I would probably try to live in a house that is near BART.
I hope that the oil spill that happened gets cleaned up. And I hope
that people stop getting, like, really cheap things that will fall apart really quickly.
So I hope that, the world where we'll, like, think a bit more about creating peace and there won't be so much war and violence.
That global warming will stop and so we won't just be covered with water.
What are 3 things you want to make sure you don't forget when you get older?
How confident my friends have been towards me when I feel self-conscious.
My teachers. because I like them.
And when I feel sad, just and like no one cares, just remember how people treat you when you treat them nicely.
This is always going to keep happening, so I hope I don't forget that everything's going to go up and down and not always going to be perfect, and that's just the way of life.
Is there anything that I didn't ask you that you'd like to talk about or that you'd like to say?
It's kind of weird, but I hate cleaning up when people tell me to.
I want to learn how to speak Spanish better.
But I like cleaning up, like, when people say, like, go read or something, I'll be like, okay, and then I'll stay in my room and I'll just, like, kind of clean up my room and then go read.
I just want to say, hi, future self. I don't know what you're going to be like. I wonder. Yeah.
Do you have any nostalgic stories from your childhood you'd like to share with us? You can drop us a line at our digital news magazine. It's kalw.org. Or you can leave a voicemail at our tip line. The number is 415-264-7106. We'll look forward to hearing from you.